Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show. Today's Talkin' Steelers Football, this edition brought to you from the deck of the Fort Duquesne Bridge. Mikey was good enough to bring the equipment to the bridge because I was jumping off. You know, I looked down at that water. Still doesn't look too bad. Remember what happened yesterday in Heinz Field? I don't know. Let's start with an easy – well, maybe this isn't an easy question. What was the worst part of yesterday for you?
To me, it goes beyond the actual execution, and maybe this was the cause of the execution, but I thought that the offense was just emotionally gassed when Maurkice Pouncey went out of the game. And it just – it was a shot to the solar plexus, the emotional epicenter of what these guys are all about, particularly the offensive linemen. And there wasn't much that was going to happen thereafter. And maybe Ben Roethlisberger was the exception along those lines because I thought he battled and did what he could in some really tough circumstances. But there just was not the protection and there was not the run blocking. There was not effective offensive line play that should meet a professional standard. And there you have it. That's got to change first and foremost. They have a week to prepare now. And whatever their lineup works out to be as they prepare to play the Cincinnati Bengals, they have to be prepared to go out and play football a lot better than they played yesterday.
You know, I'm going to stick with the same unit. And, you know, I want to – full disclosure, I was giddy the day the Steelers drafted David DeCastro. Giddy. Last year, his rookie season was largely ruined by a knee injury. This year – you know, it was DeCastro who hit Pouncey's knee. Now, I'm just looking at this looking forward. I mean, he was, I thought, distraught. And that's really no way, I don't think, you know, distraught is a bad thing for an NFL football player, particularly early on in the game. I'm just worried about how he might bounce back from this. You know, the guilt that he might feel. Because I think he is a thoughtful, intelligent kind of guy, and a draft pick that I thought was a Alan Faneca in waiting, multi-Pro Bowl selection, decade-long starter at a key offensive line position. I'm a little concerned for him and how he bounces back from this. I mean, last year it was a physical thing, the knee. He worked hard at it. Seems to be fine physically this year, and I don't know what the impact will be. Maybe I'm totally misreading him and his feelings about this situation or how he may respond to it, but I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Well, I see where you're coming from. I think that potential exists, but if he succumbs to that, then he's not the player they thought he was when they drafted him. These things happen. Unfortunate as it is, it was a physical mistake, at least from what I could tell. Looking at the replay a couple of times, he tried to execute a cut block on Sammy Hill, and he got Maurkice Pouncey instead. It's like fumbling the ball, throwing an interception, blowing a coverage. Yeah, those things don't normally take out the leader of your unit, but you have to get over that. Raheem Moore's still playing for the Broncos, and he might have cost them a Super Bowl last year. With a bonehead play. You got to shake it off and move on. As he told me after the game yesterday, Bob, we got a season to play. And they do have
a season to play. Yes, they do. 16 more weeks of this.
As Mike Tomlin said after the game, nobody feels sorry for us for our problems. In fact, they're glad we have them. Yes, they do. That is an accurate statement. Buck up, move forward. You got no choice but, right?
Yes, you are correct. I can't honestly sit here and tell you that I'm confident that that's going to happen based on what – see, because to me the loss yesterday was the same, a lot of the same stuff. Stupid penalties on special teams costing your offense field position, turnovers, no takeaways. The defense played like the defense plays. It's stingy, but it's getting help neither from an offense that is controlling the ball and scoring points, nor from its own ability to take the ball away to get off the field quickly. Third and fourth quarter, the Titans are running the ball down the field. Now, they're only getting field goals, but in that game, that was all they needed. So to me, it's too much of the same thing. A lot of, we haven't really seen anything fixed. I'm not saying it can't be done, but I thought there would be some steps made towards that Sunday.
I thought there would, too. I'm going to go back to the Pouncey thing. I think the emotional blow that was clearly on the offense in its execution. The defense and the special teams were not able to compensate for having no offense. But I want to see what happens next. I want to see how they react. You got to make some roster moves here. You got to reshuffle the deck. Got a week to prepare for the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's see how they play out there. I don't want to get too close to the railing on this bridge that we're on before I see what happens next, because it was just one game, and I know I'm not trying to just brush it under the rug and say remain calm all as well. I'm not Kevin Bacon in Animal House here, but I'm not convinced it can't still be salvaged. I'm with you. I'm not confident it's going to be, but I'm not convinced it cannot happen. So it's the challenge the Steelers face right now. Make it happen. Find a way.
It is a huge challenge. And, you know, a lot of times people, a lot in life, people have to hit rock bottom before they can begin to climb out of it. Well, I'd say that the 2013 Steelers have already hit rock bottom. Hopefully, they'll be able to climb out of this as well. That's going to do it for this edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We will be back with you tomorrow. Talk about maybe
the traffic on this bridge is really picking up.
Maybe talk about some moves that the Steelers are going to be making to replenish their roster.